This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Come out of the world, oh my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Suffer Well devotional series. I am too excited about today's message because it's something that's going to help so many of you really to understand how the enemy is destroying us and how to stay focused and to suffer well. So many of us are trying to avoid suffering, but we don't understand there's different types of suffering. There's the suffering that the enemy wants us to do, the way he wants us to suffer, that's going to tear us away from Yahweh and our relationship with Yeshua. But then there's the suffering well that confirms what we truly believe, a circumcised heart. And it's a tremendous difference. And suffering well is the answer to the problem of suffering. We are going to suffer. That's without a doubt. The question is, how are we going to suffer? We must choose the right way. So let me read the devotional right now. As We Forgive is the title. And then we're going to discuss this. We start off with a scriptural verse, Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debits as we forgive others' debitors. It's because you're stuck in the physical realm that these and other scriptures remain unfulfilled. But Yahweh said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. Yahweh does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks at the heart, the mind. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. It is what is on the inside that is most important. With this again brought to the forefront of your mind, let's re-examine what Yeshua was teaching in Matthew 6, 12. And forgive us. And in parentheses it says, minds meant for redemption and salvation. Close parentheses. Our debts. And in parentheses, obligations owed due to carnal thoughts. Acknowledgement of idols in the thought process. Close parentheses. As we, open parentheses, the mind being renewed, close parentheses, forgive, open parentheses, move past, press on, and close parentheses, our debitors, open parentheses, former thought processes that bring back memories of pain, fear, anger, sadness, etc., close parentheses. Our minds were meant to be redeemed and then preserved whole, with full release from any current obligations. The renewed mind can then also move beyond any memories of the past that threaten to drag us back into old mindsets. When Yeshua's words are considered from the holy mind perspective, a circumcised heart, their intent is to demonstrate that the obligation of both the debit and the debitor were yours. Each is one side of a sharp, double-edged sword. It is not about what others may owe us in the physical world, but obligation of ego-centered thinking that have been forgiven once they are confessed, yet which still linger because of the residues of sin. That is why you are called to forget what is behind and strain towards what is ahead, Philippians 3, verse 13. Listen, loved one, it's never about anyone else. It has always been and always will be about every thought you think and whether it or not those thoughts are obedient to the sacred mind patterns. Forgiving everything is a byproduct of believing in Yahweh. Press on towards the goal to win the prize for which the mighty one has called you. Heavenward in the Messiah Yeshua, all who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too the Mighty One will make clear to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same sacred mind. Philippians 3:14-16. All right, so this is what we find ourselves today, understanding this. And I'm telling you, this is what the enemy is keeping us from. The enemy does not want us to have a forgiving, forgetting heart about the past. The enemy wants us to hold on to things and have grudges to people. The enemy wants us to have malice in our hearts for others. When the word of our Creator says, be right with everyone. Go to sleep. Clear up your quarrels and go to sleep nicely. No distractions. Stay focused on Yahweh. That's the key. Not looking back, but looking forward. With a humble heart, looking forward. Forward towards Yahweh. Keeping your eyes on Yahweh. No matter what's going on, keeping your eyes on Him. It says in Matthew 15:8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Doesn't matter what you're saying. It matters what your focus is and where your focus is. You know, they say your voice is, the words and the voice is only a small part of communication. Communication is a physical thing, not just a voice thing. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. This is what Yahweh's looking for. He's looking at our hearts. That's what he's looking at. We can't get caught up in the distractions of this world today. We must focus on him. Jeremiah 24:7 says, I will give them a heart to know me, for I am Yahweh, and they will be my people. To know him with his whole heart. Remember, it says in Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Not just the words of my mouth, but and the meditation of my heart. And I say to you, is the meditation of your heart? Are you focused and loving Yahweh with all your heart and staying focused on him and not getting distracted like a rhinoceros going towards his target? Nothing's distracting him until he hits that target. That target is Yeshua, our Messiah, and we must continue to strive ahead and not get caught up by the distractions of the enemy in this world. John 17:3 says, now this is the eternal life, that they know you, and only you are the true Elohim. Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who you have sent, they know. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you. It's time we just remembered and took this real to be still and know that he is Yahweh. He will be honored by every nation. He will be honored throughout the world. And then Psalm 112:7 says, they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts will be steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. When you love Yahweh with all your heart, that's where you find yourself, trusting in him. We're not caught up in the temptation to be derailed, the distraction of the enemy with this thing called unforgiveness. When you have unforgiveness or bitterness or things like this, these demons that possess us to try to avoid us from staying focused on Yahweh, we're not letting go. But Yahweh calls to let go. Psalms 57:7 says, my heart is confident in you, O Yahweh. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. Can you sing his praises? Do you find yourself singing in the shower, singing all around where you're going? Psalms 91:14-15 says, because he has focused his love on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in his distress. I will deliver him and I will honor him. This is the heart we need to have. It's to stay focused on him. Psalms 123:2 says, we keep looking to Yahweh, our Elohim, for his mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master. As a slave girl, watch the mistress for the slightest signal. Therefore, you have been raised with Messiah and keep focusing on the things that are above, where Messiah is seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Colossians 3:1. And Philippians 3:13-14 has read, dear brothers and sisters, I have achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Forget about the unforgiveness and the bitterness and all the unfairness that's been done to you in your life. Focus on the things that lie ahead. Don't get caught up with those things. It says in Proverbs 5, verses 1 and 2, my son, stay focused and listen to wisdom. Listen. Do not turn to the right or left. Turn your foot from evil. Proverbs 4, verse 25 to 27. Stay alert. 1 Peter 5, 8. Watch out for your great enemy. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour. Have your eyes fixed on the command. Psalms 119, verse 6. I shall not be put to shame having my eyes fixed on your commandments. No matter what's going on in your life, don't give up. You can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens you. Jonah in chapter 2 of chapter 7 says, when I have lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to Yahweh. In earnest prayer, I went to your sacred temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The distractions of the enemy, they cannot bother us anymore. Rebuke them. We're not going to get caught up in that. We're not going to let that distract us anymore. 1 Corinthians 7:35 says, I am saying this for all your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve Yahweh best with as few distractions as possible. Unforgiveness is a distraction. Bitterness is a distraction. Revenge is a distraction. Mark 4:19 says, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire of those other things. So no fruit is produced. Luke 8 verse 7 says, other seed fell among the thorns that grew up with them and choked out the tender plants. We cannot let that happen. We cannot let that happen. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is unusual for human beings. But Yahweh is faithful and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength. Instead, along with the temptation, he will provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. That's it. It says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by your mind, focusing on what Yahweh wants you to do so you will know what his perfect will is. The way we do that is not loving this world and the things of this world. That's where the distraction comes in, 1 John 2:15. We must stay focused on our Messiah. We must have our eyes focused on him. When we take his eyes off him, it's like Peter on the boat. He was walking on water, and then he started to sink once he took his eyes off Yahweh and he lost the faith. You understand, the enemy wants to distract us every way possible. But we must stay alert. We must stay alert. And the way we do that, it says, submit to Yahweh and resist the enemy, and he will flee from you, James 4:7. And sometimes it's easier than other times, but we need to remember, just like Yeshua did, we need to go to stop everything and go to a quiet place to hear Yahweh. In Mark 6:31, that's what Yeshua did. Let's go off to a quiet place and rest a while, he said, because there were so many people coming and that Yeshua and his apostles didn't have time to eat. So he said, I got to slow down to be still and know he is Yahweh. Prioritizing our time, making sure we're not getting distracted, making sure we're valuing and investing in the things coming ahead of us, not the things behind us. Making sure we understand all about what our Creator wants us to do and giving him our whole heart and not get distracted. Galatians 1:10 says, am I now not trying to win the approval of human beings or of Yahweh? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant to Yahweh. Remember, we're called in Ephesians 6:11 to clothe ourselves with the full armor of Yahweh so that we may be stand against any scams of the enemy and he will not get us. Proverbs 3 verse 6 says to think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on the right paths. On the right paths in all your ways. It's time we started to mind our own business and to stay focused on Yahweh and not get caught up in all these other things and revenge and malice and all these other traits that people get caught up with and now the enemy just uses people to do those things. We must stay focused on ourselves, minding our own business. We must remember that. We must remember when we get twined with people and their things and their ways. This is where the problem comes in. For people say you should have unforgiveness for everyone. You know what? I see in the word saying, the word says if you're focused on Yahweh, you're not caught up in that. Why would you even have a reason to get upset at somebody? Let them do what they're going to do. Let them do their own things. If somebody has broken through and did something that hurt you, immediately. Unforgiveness. But if you don't hold something against someone, if you don't seek revenge, do you even need for unforgiveness? Do you even need these things? And when people are forgiving you, trust me, they're helping themselves more than they're helping you. And when you're unforgiving to others, you're helping yourself more than you're helping them. Unforgiveness is not for the benefit of others. It's not to set them free and let them off of the things that they've done, the things they owe you, the things they cost you, and the crime they cost in your life. It's not benefiting them by you forgiving them. It's benefiting you because it's freeing you of these things. It's freeing you of these the things that create malice in the heart of one another. We know it hurts. Things going to happen in this life, but we can't let that hold on to us. So we need to just look at this strategy and these things. First, we have, if something breaks through and makes us cause a reason where we need to forgive someone, well, we're first guilty for even getting caught up with that. But then when we get to that point, we must release that. We must release that. Remember Job, his close friends, he says, they have turned against me. In Psalms 41:9, it says, someone I trusted, you know, who shared my bread has turned against me. Jeremiah 20 verse 10 says, for I hear many whispering, terror on every side, denounce him. Let's denounce him. Say, all my close friends ready to watch me fall. All these reasons and all these things, these backstabs and all these things in this world, the enemy wants us to use these things to hold on to bitterness and everything else. But the word says, Yahweh is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help at these times. We must forgive and forget and move on. Don't get caught up with that. Don't lower your standard and lower your help by being continually thinking about those things that aren't fair in life. Focus on Yahweh and stay focused on Him and Him only. It says in Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be known to Yahweh, and the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Yeshua. He'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. Remember this. How many of you listening right now have something you've been holding on to for years, for a really long time? You just can't seem to let go of it. Or how many of you listening right now have something that freshly happened, something that recently happened in your life, and you can't believe how something like that would happen? You need to let go of it. And maybe it's something somebody did to you or said to you, or maybe it's something you did, a stupid mistake you made. Let go of it. Stop focusing on these negative things. Focus on a wonderful creator who will make everything right. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that. Because this is where we get ourselves into trouble. The malice that starts to brew up inside us. And there's so many proverbs and scriptures that talk about how these things get stirred up in us and everything else. But the Bible says, the word of our creator says, not to talk bad about anyone, not to hold bitterness towards anyone or any situation. It says don't. It says in Colossians 3:5, so put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with these things. And, you know, even though it mentions the lust, the evil desires, and immorality and impurity and all these things, It's also talking about these negative emotions. And some people will say, well, I'm a human and I only have these human emotions. Well, when you have the Radak HaKodesh, and the more you give into that and accept that gift, the less you're going to have those type of emotions. It says in 1 Peter 2, verse 1, therefore rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander in every kind. In every kind. We find ourselves often talking about things we shouldn't be talking about, saying things about people we shouldn't be saying. The hypocrisy, we must end it. We must put an end to this. James 1, verses 19 to 20 says, my brothers, you know everyone should listen much as they speak and speak little. He should be slow to anger. A man's anger does not allow him to be right with Yahweh. Ephesians 4, 25 to 27 says, stop lying to each other and tell the truth to your neighbor. We all belong to the same body. If you are angry, do not let it become a sin. Get over your anger before the day is finished. And do not let the devil start working in your life. Don't submit to the enemy. Mark 12, 30 and 31 says, you must love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Can you go to Mark 12, 30 and 31 in your scriptures? 12, verse 30 and 31, and get a highlighter and a pen, and circle and underline and highlight the word all, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. That's what we must do. With everything. It says in Colossians 3, verse 1 and 4, then you have been raised with Yeshua. Keep looking for the good things of heaven. This is where Yeshua is seated on the right side of Yahweh. Keep your minds thinking about the things of heaven. Do not think about the things on the earth. You are dead to the things of this world. Your new life is now hidden in Yahweh through Yeshua, our Messiah. Yeshua is our life. When he comes again, you will also be with him to share his shining greatness. You know, just joy that comes along knowing that. You know why so many people are seeking to repay evil and get revenge and all these things. No, 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 no. We don't want to go there. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for Yahweh and he will deliver you. Proverbs 20, verse 22. Matthew 5, 43 and 44 says, you have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you to love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Do you understand the saying about here? About this? Not to let anything get to us. Not to let anything to get to us. Never. Never. 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 and 16 says, see that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and all people. Always be joyful. I'm going to give you one word right now to remember that. Kindness. Kindness. Regardless of what's happening in your life, don't make your kindness based on how somebody's treating you or what somebody says or doesn't say. There's so much violence in this world today. So much people getting stirred up. Where if you say something wrong that's not politically correct, you know, or anything today, there's so much anger. And people are just waiting to attack. People are just waiting to attack. You know, this crazy world we live in today. You know, this is just, it's just none of Yahweh and people are trying to destroy it. We live in a world today where a man can't even smile to a woman and say good morning without her all of a sudden getting all shaken up and taking him to court because he thinks she doesn't like the way he looked at him or something, and the guy can get fired or something. So the man's walking on eggshells, worried about all these different things. It's crazy what's going on in society today, but that's not what Yahweh says. Yahweh says in 1 Peter 2:16, live as people who are free. Not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but as living as servants of Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 14:20 says, dear brothers and sisters, don't be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babies when it comes to evil, but be mature in understanding matters of this kind. Be mature. Remember, a lot of these things Yeshua has spoken about was on a communication and emotional level. You know, it said in Job 6:30, is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice? 1 Timothy 3:11 says, in the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. The malice is the problem. It stirs things up. It stirs things up. It says in Ezekiel 25, verses 6 and 7, for this is what the sovereign Elohim says, because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet, rejoicing with all the malice of your heart against the land of Israel. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will give you as plunder to the nations. I will wipe you out from among the nations and exterminate you from the countries. I will destroy you, and you will know that I am Yahweh. It says in Romans 1:21 to 32, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossipers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, ignorant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know Yahweh's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve those things who practice them. We must guard our heart from these things. It says in Luke 6:45 to 46, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth that speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Elohim, Elohim, and do not do what I say? We need to understand this. Mark 7:20 to 23 says, he went on, when it comes out of a person's what defiles them, for it is what is within them, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. All of these different things. We must stay towards Yahweh's word. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, for they speak accordingly with their neighbors and harbor malice in their hearts. We must have love and understand love and kindness and gentleness and be humble. And Yahweh will bless you with the peace and the shalom that we all desire and need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May Yahweh's peace be amongst you today, and may you rise above, stay focused on him, and not get distracted, and suffer well, suffer well. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.